This week on Stuck in Beta, we're actually skipping the beer.
Yeah, it's a cranberry soda holiday showdown instead.
We're talking Christmas chaos, $17 NFL beers,
and the top five toys we wanted as kids but never found under the tree.
Grab a winter white Oreo and let's go.
Let's do it.
Hello, and welcome to Stuck in Beta. I'm Greg.
And I'm Josh. How's it going?
It's going. I thought about it this time.
Yeah?
When we're sitting there listening to the intro, 20 seconds, and we're just like, what do we do? Is this too long? Do you think it's too long? Do you
think we need to
shorten it to boo-boo? All right, hey.
Probably. That'd probably be better for engagement. People probably, if anybody clicks
they click
into
off
it,
they're like, man, this intro is too long.
Yeah, that could be. That's a good suggestion, Greg.
Well,
we'll take that back to the editor.
Okay. All right. What's on today's show? What are we doing?
Well, we were going to talk about our life. We're going to talk about, we're not going to have a beer today, which is going to be the first time maybe ever.
Kind of odd. Yeah. Have we ever done this show without any beverage?
I don't think we...
Well,
I mean,
alcoholic beverage.
I don't think so. So I'll explain why real quick.
Okay.
Because it's my idea. And that is because I'm old and...
You are older than me. Much older.
I don't drink beer nearly as much as I used to. And, you know, just once or maybe twice a week, I'll have one. And I guess... I started to notice it as we kind of got back together and we'd have these midday conversations and we'd have a beer and then I would just like I would not feel like I wanted any more after having one midday.
Yeah.
And so we're going out tonight to do our quote unquote guys shopping trip and it's always a dinner and go to a brewery and have a beer or two. And I was afraid that if I had a beer now, midday, then I wouldn't want one later or be harder. So
yeah, I could see that.
But you have a good backup.
I guess. And we'll get to that in a minute since we're starting with our beer 30 type, since we're not doing our normal beer taste testing. We could talk about the world of beer. Apparently, you visited a couple of breweries.
Yeah.
And
I just mentioned that I don't drink as much as I used to, and I've been to three breweries this week.
I don't. Beer isn't really for me.
And then when we probably
are you wearing drink. A brewery? Usually, yeah. A lot of times you're wearing a brewery shirt,
right?
Too.
No. Well, we have that pub pass. My son Caleb gets Lori and I a pub pass.
Oh, yeah.
Every year for Christmas, and just like most years, we get to the end of the year and we're like, oh, shoot, we still have like half of them that we need to check off. And it's a free beer for probably 24 or 26 different breweries and or restaurants.
So it's your own little advent calendar at the end of the year. You're trying to, what's the 11th or 12th, whatever day it is.
It's really hard to cross them all off the list. And part of the reason is because you and I live pretty much as far as we can get in this St. Louis area from like the hub of of the breweries that are both in St. Louis. And then they, in the pub pass, half of them are all out in like the western part of the St. Louis area. So like St. Charles, Chesterfield, O'Fallon and places like that.
Isn't like Public House is that on there?
No, I don't think
that's out
there. That's out even further.
Yeah.
But we went to, I don't know. Did you want to start pouring some?
No. We will get to that in a little bit. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah. We went to Narrow Gauge, which is one of the furthest breweries, but we had a choir concert for one of our nephews in the northern part of the St. Louis area. And Narrow Gauge is a brewery that I've only been to one other time. Have you ever been there?
Yeah. It used to be connected to an Italian restaurant. I don't know if it still is.
There is a restaurant that's connected to it. I don't know if it's actually Italian. I think it's just kind of like American.
Well, maybe I'd just say Italian because they had those big meatballs that had the cheese on the inside that were awesome.
Okay. Well, we went there, stopped in there before the show, the choir concert, and I had a cask porter.
Cugino's.
And I don't know if that's the one that's... I guess it is. That's what we...
Yeah.
I had a... What did I have? I had a chicken sandwich.
Oh.
But we had a cask porter. It was awesome. It, yeah. You know what cask is? Are you familiar with that style of brewing?
It's pumped up from the...
Yeah.
From basically the basement.
I guess so,
it used to be like caves, the cask, where they would store wine. And it just comes from there. It's not chilled or anything, right?
Yeah, it's a, whatever that temperature is, it's usually cooler than room temperature, so it's probably around 50 or so.
Right.
But not as cold as getting it out of the fridge. But, man, it was so good. And it had just the best mouthfeel and finish of any porter that I've ever had. And I ended up buying a 4-pack of it that we'll have to try at a later date. I'm curious to see if it's going to be as good out of the can, if I should, you know, let it warm up to close to room temperature to get the same effect. But it was one of the best beers I've ever had in my life.
Huh. Yeah, I know I've had a few narrow gauge, and they've all been really good.
Yeah.
And they're one of those breweries. I think I've only been there once or twice as well, and it's one of those things. I know we've been in that area before, and Molly will be like, you want to just stop so you can get some beer?
Or, yeah.
I know you like this place, so, you know.
Yeah. And then the other place we went to was Alpha Brewing.
Uh-huh.
And that place, I think they were closed for a little while for some kind of renovation or something. Maybe it wasn't to their restaurant or seating area, but it must have been, I don't know, somewhere else. But they were closed for half of the year. We weren't able to use the pub pass, but... We went there, had lunch, and then it was really interesting because it was last Sunday afternoon, and we were just kind of having a day date. We stopped in there, had our beer, had our lunch. There was maybe four or five other people in there, and then right down the street from there is Civil Life.
Yeah.
And we were like, let's go see what they have on draft and see if Lori loves their brown ale. Mm-hmm. It's like one of our favorite beers, and we were just curious if there was anything else. Well, we, you know, get close, and there's like the street is like... filled with cars. It's parking. There's like no parking anywhere. We ended up finding a spot that was like really close to the building and walk in, and it's like shoulder to shoulder. We're like, what the heck is going on here? You know, we just came from another brewery that's
like a release
away.
Day or something.
No, it was, they had soup and everybody was getting the soup. And there was like big groups of people and families and kids everywhere, and everybody was playing games. It was like a totally different
Now, did you get the soup while you were there?
We didn't, because we just had lunch at the other place.
Oh, man. But I would have been like, I got to try this soup.
I know. It was really strange to see so many people at a brewery on a Sunday afternoon, because it wasn't, like you said, it wasn't anything special. It wasn't a special release. I don't even know if they have TVs in there to like watch football or anything. People were just hanging out, having soup.
Do they, it's been a while since I've been there. Are they still cash only there?
No.
No. I remember when that used to be, and that was a big, that's hard, especially when you have those expensive releases and stuff like that, you know, or just in general, you get a round of beers, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have that much cash on you. It used to be, but I'm glad they don't have that anymore.
Did they have an ATM in a corner or something like
Maybe.
That?
Maybe.
I feel like they might have
had that. I know we had that little, the burger plate. Stoplight, Gordon's Stoplight in Crystal City, and they make great burgers, but man, it's cash only.
Weird. That is so weird in today's day and age.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
They don't even take debit card, huh?
No.
Wow.
So today, instead of beer 30, we'll do soda 17. I don't know.
Okay.
So let me... tell you a little story before we get started here. So my intention today was to get a bunch of the holiday sodas. I knew there was Sprite Cranberry out there. There was a Coke has a holiday vanilla. Well, let's just say I ran all over trying to find these things and I couldn't find them. So I did find Sprite Cranberry, and I found other cranberry sodas, which are out this time of year. So I thought, let's compete them against each other.
All right. We got four varieties.
Okay. Now, the fourth one we'll try is not technically cranberry, but it is out this time of year, and it's close enough. We'll add it to the mix. Okay. All right?
It should be fun.
So let's go ahead and start with Sprite. This one actually is cold.
Okay.
So they used to have just a Sprite Cranberry, and now the past 5 years or so, it's been Winter Spice Cranberry. So
they're different? Because the winter, I always think of the winter spices as being like, what is that, cloves and, I don't know, things like that? That wouldn't probably go very well in a soda.
Yeah. So, like all these, clear. These are all going to be that
clear soda.
Clear soda.
It smells good.
Yep. So,
I like that.
It's pretty good, and I'm wondering if we should put these kind of to the side so we can kind of
go back to them.
Go back to them and rate them. So, right now, obviously, that'll be in the lead.
Yeah. That one's good.
So I'm going to put that there, and then we could know which is which. So the next one I got, this is Pepsi makes, man, how many different varieties they had, like, what, Slice and then Sprite and, or no, not Sprite. I don't know what their other, it was Slice, and then they had some other name. And then dang it.
So Pepsi Cranberry or Pepsi White Sodas, is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, it's Starry. Well, now it's called Starry. Sierra Mist is what
it was.
And it may have been something before that. So I can only find this in a 2 liter, so I got more soda than I really wanted, but now, I can already tell you from the smell, this smells like it's got a more cranberry flavor than the Sprite.
Okay. I don't pick it up, the cranberry.
You don't? Mm-hmm. I think this is much sweeter.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like more syrupy.
Yeah.
Thicker.
Yeah, it almost like a, like a fruit punch type situation.
Not bad.
All right. That was Starry Cranberry.
Man, that kind of leaves an aftertaste.
Yeah. Yeah, at first I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. And then I'm like, I don't know. Now we have Canada Dry.
So this one has the red color, and I'm surprised that, at least for the Starry, that they don't add a little red color to it, because Sprite would never do that, I guess.
Now, is that the, does it say in here? Red 40. That's
is
what
it
that
really?
Is. That's your red 40.
Of course. So I'm going to be bouncing off the walls after this one.
Well, you're not drinking the whole 2 liter. Red 40, man.
Is that also what's in, what is that, Code Red? Mountain Dew Code Red?
Oh, I'm sure. And all the breakfast cereals and,
yeah,
and anything that we would have when we were kids. Okay.
Now, this one I get a lot more of the cranberry scent.
Now, that one is a little bit more tangy, or in my opinion.
Yeah. Gets you in the back of the tongue a little bit.
Yeah. It's slightly different than, well, no. Man.
Is that because it's a ginger ale, though? Maybe? I don't know.
I mean, what is a gin? Well, okay. It's still a white. So to me, they're Sprite, 7-Up, Canada Dry. Like, they're all very similar.
Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah, that one's pretty good. And this one, now this, I don't know if we should enter this in the race, but this is the 7-Up Shirley Temple.
Hmm.
It's pomegranate and cherry.
Ooh.
So it's not this one's actually cold. Okay. So I don't know if you need ice, but and this has got the red, probably the red 40 as well. I don't know. Maybe it's cherry juice, but I doubt it. When I was a kid, if I'd go to a fancy restaurant or whatever,
yeah,
where they served alcohol, my parents would always get me a Shirley Temple or a Kitty cocktail. Sometimes mm-hmm. they'd be called.
First impressions of this one, it reminds me of like a cream soda. Or not the feel, but the flavor.
It does have a very, yeah. Did you say that? It does have that.
I like it, though.
Yeah.
Whew, so we got to try to determine our favorite here, huh?
What is our favorite out of these?
Out of these four.
So, it's funny, okay, the Sprite and the Starry. Oh, you want to?
Yeah, let's get a photo here.
The Sprite and the Starry are clear.
Yep.
The Canada Dry and 7-Up are red.
Yep. And, okay, I'm going to start from the beginning again, going back to the Sprite.
This is for a podcast. I don't know if this works.
After my second taste of the Sprite, I almost think that it is a sweeter than I remember it. Okay, so, I don't like the Starry so much.
I don't know. I kind of like that one.
Really?
It's really sweet, though.
Yeah.
All right, I think I have my order.
Okay.
So what's your number four?
I think my number four is the Starry.
Really?
Yeah, I don't care for that one too much.
I'd put Sprite as my number four.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's a little off. I don't know.
Huh.
Something about it.
A little off.
It's not just, there's something, I guess it's the spices, that the winter spice.
Yeah.
That, I don't know. Maybe. It throws me.
It's definitely, well, I'll get to the Sprite, I guess. My number three, you said you're number four, right?
No, you yeah. didn't. Number four,
oh, yeah, Sprite.
Sprite.
Yeah. Number three for me, I would say, is probably, I'm going to have to go with the Canada Dry. It's nothing special.
Yeah. Number three. So we're going to be totally opposite then, apparently.
Yeah.
My number three, I was going to say, is the Starry. I think it's, it's good, but it's really, really sweet. And it's not. Now, all these will probably be good if you mix in some holiday cheer to them, you know? They'd be even better.
Yeah.
But
the
yeah.
show would be even better.
Yeah. Maybe so. People go, get back to drinking, you fools.
All right. I guess my number two, it's a tough one. But I guess I'm going to have to go with 7-Up. I think that it, well, like you said, it's not quite in the same category, but if we're just rating it for these four sodas, I think it's pretty good.
So, well, then you got my, then I know you're number one, but my number two would be the Canada Dry, and number one would be the Shirley Temple.
Okay. And I think the Sprite is the best.
That's you're like yeah. totally opposite.
I like it because it tastes like a Sprite, and it's just, it has a subtle change. It's not like, I feel like the others are very different from their
original. Trying too hard, huh?
Maybe, yeah. So, yeah, these are good. This yeah. is fun. A nice change of pace.
Yeah, there you go. Now let's add some I don't know, some whiskey to it.
Yeah.
What do you add to it?
I don't know. That is a good question. What's the
What's the one? Crown Royal. That's what Jeff would always.
Oh, yeah.
That's Crown Royal vodka. No, Crown Royal.
I have no idea. I'm not a hard liquor guy.
I'm not either.
It could be.
It's whiskey. A whiskey. Oh. It's a whiskey. Gosh.
Yep.
Anyway, that's what he would add. I think that's what my. Isn't that what highballs are, too? Or is that vodka and 7-Up?
You got me.
I don't know. That's what my grandma would eat. Always drink.
Now I have to try not to knock these over as we continue on with the show and then get into our snack.
Well, let me move these out of the way. Highball is whiskey, by the way, with, I guess, your...
No, I don't think I ever even knew it was a drink. I just remember the glasses always being referred to as a highball glass, and I just thought it was because of how, you know, the shape that they have.
Yeah.
I just learned something on Stuck in Beta.
There you go. Every once in a while, you'll get some info that's really important to you.
Well, I mean, I remember talking about highball glasses way back whenever I worked at the grocery store, and we had, they always had this time of year, I don't know if they still do that, but they would have the giveaways with the liquor, like,
yeah,
the holiday
with
packs.
The glasses. Yeah. Yeah. They don't, do they? I don't think they do that anymore.
Liquors at all? Or
maybe they do, but
beers were doing it there for a little while, and you just shared a picture with me on the Michelob stuff from a couple, well,
Michelob chocolate and vanilla.
Ew.
It was Michelob, vanilla, oak, and chocolate oak.
Oh, man.
But we may, if we would have drank that today, like, I mean, not, if it would have came out today and we try it, we may actually be like, oh, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
I think then, which was probably 25 years ago, 2025, we probably weren't that into that type of.
We tried.
Yeah.
We got a lot of those sampler packs, but the Michelob Christmas or holiday sampler pack, whatever they called it back then, was really good.
Yeah.
They had all those special releases, and it usually came with a glass. And,
yeah.
Or two glasses, I guess. And they stopped doing that, I guess, around the time InBev bought them.
What do you say that was, in the late 90s?
Yeah, early 2000s, probably.
Oh, here we go. You have a pale ale, a wheat, a Marzen, and a porter.
Yeah.
And it came with these glasses. Ales and lager.
I remember enjoying all of those.
It's good stuff.
Yep. So we talked about beer a lot, but we didn't drink any today.
No, sorry.
We'll save that for this evening. And I thought, it's probably been going on like 30 years or so since we've had this tradition of going on these guys' night out shopping trips. And it originated, if my memory serves me right, it originated as an actual attempt to go shopping by you and I and your brother.
Yeah.
And there was maybe a couple other people. I think one of your cousins was with us, and I don't know who else.
I don't know. I thought it was just us three.
Just the three of us?
Maybe I think was Jeff and year. I would, before, you know, we were even drinking age, Jeff and I would do a, we'd go out together, and maybe his buddy Tim would come too, and I don't know. And it was kind of the same way. So do you remember the first one that I can remember?
The trip to Hooters.
Hooters, yeah.
In Union Station in St. Louis. We're like, let's go there to eat first, and then we'll go do the shopping.
Because it was a shopping mall at that
time.
Yeah,
that's true.
And we're like, yeah, we'll do some shopping. And I don't know how many pitchers we had. But
way too many.
Yeah, way too many.
It was like the... Oh, and the waitress, she kept coming over and filling our glasses.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's kind of a... So here's a trick for all the servers out there that are listening, which probably, I don't know if there is. If someone gets a pitcher of beer, if you come over and pour them their beers and fill their glasses, it'll appear, oh, God, we're out of...
Yeah.
We need to refill our pitcher, you know? So, and it feels like you're doing something, but you're really just selling a more product, you know?
Yeah.
And your tips go up, right?
Yeah. I remember, this sounds like crazy now, but we sat there for hours and hours.
Oh, the mall closed. We looked down because it was on the upper level.
Yeah. Yeah, the mall was closed. Hooters was getting ready to close.
We looked down, see him. I think Hooters was open later, but you'd see the
rolling gates.
The rolling gates that would come down of stores. Oh, shoot. And then Jeff bought like 8 Hooters calendars. It's like, well, I got my shopping done.
But I remember the total for that night. And we ate, you know, dinner there, I believe, or at least had appetizers.
You remember the total for that night?
I remember it being over $100. And I thought that was just crazy. It was probably like super cheap, like $5 a pitcher or something like that. I mean, this was like the late 90s, right?
Some probably, or
it had to be
2000,
maybe. It was probably like 98 99, something like that,
maybe. Yeah.
And yeah, I remember the total coming to be like a little, maybe, I don't know, $100-$120, something in that range. But we were there for hours and hours and had multiple pitchers, and they just kept,
and we ate.
So it just goes to show like how cheap it was back then.
The affordability, you know, yeah. Where is that? You can't do that anymore.
You can't.
Each of us splitting would be $120.
Yeah, but it was expensive for us then. We were both making minimum wage, which was like $5 an hour, and mm-hmm. and yeah, it was a lot of money. We didn't have much, and splitting it three ways is like 35. Well, plus the tip, we were probably playing like $40-$50 each.
Yeah, yeah, and three single guys and a, you know, a Hooters waitress paying attention to you. I'm sure we gave her a pretty good tip.
Yeah, yeah, probably. Yep.
So there you go.
Yeah, that's 'tis the season. And we've been to a couple choir concerts this week. One of my younger nephews had one. That was whenever we went up to Narrow Gauge. That was fun. And then we had my older nephew last night. We had a choir concert to go to. And the thing about the one last night that was kind of interesting was they didn't do as much Christmas music. It was just, I guess, to kind of showcase their singing ability,
right.
And the different, I don't know, the choir director, she was really complimenting their abilities to do, like, this is junior high age, so there's like four-part harmony and things like that, which she says they can't get every class to be able to do. So they didn't do just Christmas music. It was just a variety of different things that they, you know, could accomplish and show their talents. But it's kind of fun to do these kind of things as we're nearing the holiday time. Christmas,
yeah,
right around the corner.
I had my daughter does a dance. She does dance, and she had a show on last Saturday, a Christmas dance recital. And she has a big one at the end of the year, big recital. This one's just a short one. Each of the groups do like one song, so it's pretty quick.
Are they all dancing at the same time, or do they come out and dance as
different
solo
groups, and they're different age groups?
Okay. But she doesn't do solo, or are there any solos?
No, it's all, at this age, they're all in a group. So she's been with them for 4 or 5 years now, and she's with the same girls that she's been with. I mean, I guess some have come and gone, but they're all the same age group.
Mm-hmm.
So you see all different age groups.
The dogs are noisy upstairs.
And then Santa comes out at the end, you know.
Okay.
So
that's
fun. Fun.
Do that on a Saturday morning, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was kind of the reason we had to get, because we went and got the cow.
Yeah.
Got our meat, and we had to get it a different day. Different story. Not interesting. So, what else?
Speaking of interesting, I saw this little clip, and I'll see if I can pull this up, and we'll just play the audio here real quick.
Would you pay almost $17 for a single beer? That's exactly what you'll get at a Commanders game. And they're not the only ones pushing it. The Raiders, Buccaneers, and 49ers are all charging $14 or more. Want to save a few bucks? You'll need to head to Lions, Browns, or Bengals games. Those teams are all right around $7, with Cincinnati offering the cheapest beer in the entire NFL at $6.80.
$6 for a beer?
I know. Isn't that amazing? So when I saw this, I wasn't surprised at the $17.
That
cost
sounds
for
about
beer.
Right. What
yeah.
it would be at a.
That's exactly what I thought. We've gone to Cardinal games, and I went to a Blues game, and I mean they're in that range, $15, $16.
Yeah. Especially, well, oh my gosh, dumb dogs. Especially if you like, I know at Busch Stadium they have the little market where you can grab the.
Yeah, the 24-ounce
ones. And I a lot of times will get the more the premium ones, you know.
Yeah, and then they're shorter or smaller, though.
They're slightly small. Like, they're 20 ounce instead of 24 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, they... I think the AB ones, like Bush or something like that, they're a lot bigger.
Yeah. Yeah, they might be. Didn't they used to make them 25 ounces because they were like 1 ounce bigger?
Yeah,
or something
like that. But I... Unless they're not 32. No, they probably wouldn't sell that at a ball game. But
yeah, they're not that big.
But I always, man, I would say about 15, 16, something yeah. like that.
But to get something for $7 or $6.80, they're saying at Cleveland, that's unbelievable.
That's crazy. I can't remember when beer has been that cheap
yeah.
here.
No, not at all. I mean, it's hard to even find a beer that cheap in a restaurant.
Yeah, that $6 for a beer would have been at the restaurant outside of Busch or the yeah. club outside of Busch Stadium like 25 years ago. That yeah. would have been the cost of a beer.
Yeah. It's cheaper than on the inside.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So, yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting.
Now, what I think is crazy is, you know how they all have the tip or whatever, they yeah. ask for a tip, and, you know, it's kind of silly when all they're doing is handing you a can of beer and opening mm-hmm. it. But on, like, at Busch Stadium, they have those markets, mm-hmm. and you have self-check, and it still has the
thing.
Oh,
it does?
It asks you for a tip. I'm like...
Who are you tipping? The establishment?
I did this... Yeah, am I tipping this robot that's yeah. scanning my, you know... It's ridiculous.
Huh. Yeah.
Man, the other day, I was taking Peter home from... Actually, it was yesterday. I was taking Peter home from school. I was at a four-way stop, but there were three cars in front of me, all right? And I left a little space between the car in front of me because there's like a gas station right there, so someone could turn, you know, and make their way through. So I was at the stoplight coming straight across from the other direction. That, you know, cars started coming the other direction up towards me, you know, on the other side. Well, one went to turn right in front of me. This guy behind him, I don't know what his problem was. He just kept going, rear-ended the guy. The guy turned into the gas station that got hit.
Yeah.
You could see his back of his car was busted, and the trunk came flying open.
That's pretty hard then.
Yeah, he hit him hard. And the guy who got hit pulled over to the side. And then around that point, the light turned green, so I started going and the rest... Well, then this maniac started backing up his car towards me. Like,
oh, wow.
He didn't hit me. He hit the guy behind me.
Hmm.
And then he ran, backed up the hill almost into a light post.
Oh, my gosh.
By the gas station. And I saw him when I was going through the light. I looked back. And he's like yelling something out the window. Well, both his doors were open at that point because uh-huh. he'd been hit two or three times at that point. And he's like screaming, yelling, like,
wow.
He must have been drunk off his ass or something.
Yeah, I don't, or having some kind of mental health issue. Or
I don't know, but he like just started, he like put it in reverse and, you know. Hmm.
But he did, I guess, stop, and he didn't, like, drive off?
I don't know. At that point, and there were so many others, because I told Molly about it, and she's like, I would have stuck around and been a witness. I go, well, I would have had to turn all the way around and get into that.
Yeah.
It's like a small area where that is, and there's a median, so I'd have to, where I was, so it'd be a long way before I could turn around.
Hmm.
And I'm like, I don't know if I wanted to get near that guy. He was hitting every car he was near.
Man, that's crazy. It makes you wonder, or I guess wish, that in those cases you had a dash cam that was recording stuff like that.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of those videos out there on YouTube where people have, you know, their dash cam is running or whatever, and they catch something like that happening at an intersection. And it always looks so innocent. It's like so obvious, I guess. What were they thinking or doing? Were they just like you said, accelerated, like they were not paying attention that there was a car directly in front of them or turn without looking or whatever.
Yeah, because this guy had his signal on. He was obviously in the middle of, he was in the middle of turning. This guy just kept flooring it like there wasn't a person in front of him. He was just going to go right through him.
Huh. Wild.
But yeah, good times.
Hmm. Crazy stuff out there.
Oh, you want to do a snack?
Sure, let's do the snack.
Snack it up. Cashews, almonds, macadamia nuts, lilac, pecans too. All right, today, I thought these were holiday. Limited edition, though, there right? And the Oreo is wearing a scarf. So, not like the most popular thing that we do on this show is taste test Oreos.
Yeah.
And this doesn't look like anything offensive.
Let me scan that code on the back real quick. It says scan to savor the season and see what that says.
See, savor the season? See, it is Christmas.
It is.
So these are limited edition white fudge covered Oreos. And I guess they have the chocolate fudge covered or whatever.
Yeah,
normally. And I don't really see how these would be bad. I mean, they're chocolate on chocolate, but
so this so you scan that box and it takes you to the site that says you can join today to get 15% off and be the first to know about exclusive offers, recipes, news, and more. And I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what it gives you.
I need to know.
Yeah.
So, they're simply a chocolate-covered Oreo. Well,
white chocolate.
White fudge is what it says. Is there a difference?
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah. They're good.
Yep.
They
fudgy.
It's kind of like if you took an Oreo, added, I don't know, 3 tablespoons of sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you just had a little nibble. I take the whole thing at once.
Yeah, but
I'm a pig.
See, you take a little nibble, then you could dip in the milk.
No,
then the milk will be able to penetrate the cookie because it can't with this fudge nonsense.
Hmm. This is interesting. They say, workshop your very own cookie, and it shows this animated little, almost like cartoon thing. Well, animated is cartoon, but so I guess you can make your own cookie where it's going to have your face on it. You can get a picture printed on the cookie. How do they do that? You see what they're doing there? So it's this white fudge rolled in sprinkles with a picture on it.
And then they stamp your picture on it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. How much does that cost?
Let's see. The white fudge cream. boy, I don't know. I'll do red cream. Sprinkles? Oh, you can do any color of sprinkles. We'll do...
Oh, you gotta add sprinkles.
What do you like, rainbow?
Sure.
Let's see, design?
What, you like gosh. Rainbow?
Oh, so some of these are pre-designed, but you can create an image. We should do this, Greg. Oh, man. So it's telling you gotta have a close-up of some sort, so like a selfie. Oh, and you can just take a selfie of us right now.
You really want a selfie of...
Whoops. Why did you almost fall?
I was leaning over.
All right, so it's going to put this picture...
It's going to put us on an Oreo?
What is it? Did not take? Choose your file. Ah. Let's try this again.
Yeah, do it again? Come on.
All right, this time I'll take off my glasses. Okay. Check.
This is good content.
It doesn't seem to be working.
Oreo fix your crap, man.
Yeah, it's saying take your picture and then it doesn't come up. It's saying upload a file. All right. Well, anyway, I don't know how they do it or how much it costs, and
I'm sure it's, you know, $35 plus $35 shipping and a tariff cost of $16.95.
Because these are produced in a different country.
Well, not the cookies, but they got to ship them somewhere else to get
the stamp.
The stamp,
the red dye stamp.
Well, actually, it's some other country. They're hand painting it with icing. I don't know.
It could be.
Maybe that's what they're doing. Boy, this is quite an episode.
Hey, they can't all be winners. All right, so top five.
We're not drinking beer. We're not that great. That's what they tell me.
That's true. You're just not that interesting.
No. Nah.
Like Fun Bobby.
Yeah, exactly. So, top five.
I might have to have more of the Sprite. That's pretty good.
Top five. Top five toys we wanted but never got for Christmas.
I'm going to fail at this because I can't think of five. I guess I was a good boy.
You were a good boy.
All right, you go.
Well, we'll start with five. And I know my number one, but so number five, I'll just put Voltron, the big lion, you know. Everyone wanted that when they were a kid.
Yeah. That was going to be mine, too.
Yeah.
And I did end up getting the plastic one with the action figures, but I wanted the metal one because it just felt so, like, I don't know, tough and strong.
Yeah, we all wanted that one. That was a good one. We didn't want the garbage one.
Never got it.
Yeah. Number four for me would be, this is silly, but... Knight Rider, remember Knight Rider? It was huge. They had a Knight Rider big wheel. Remember big wheels?
Yeah.
Those were awesome. Mm-hmm. My parents would never let me get one. They were afraid I'd get run over by a car because they sit so low. I may have discussed that before on the show, but that one had, if I remember correctly, it had like a thing on the front with the lights.
Yeah, the red.
I think you could put batteries in it and it would do that, but... Huh. If not, it was probably just a sticker.
Yeah.
But all of them had, all of the big wheels had that little, that stopper.
Oh, yeah.
Where you pulled it and you'd go real fast and then you pull it and then you spin around in a circle.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah, this is tough for me. A lot of the things that I really, really wanted, I eventually got. But I would say that this is probably your number one, so I almost hate to mention it, but was the Nintendo, the NES. I remember wanting that for a couple of years, and then finally when my mom met my stepdad, they were dating, and they were fairly early in their relationship, and he ended up buying that for my sister and I. And I only
said John.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure my mom didn't even know it, that he had bought it, and he, you know, brought it over wrapped up and everything. And I think she was just as surprised as we were, but kind of in a different way. She was like a little bit like, huh, you know, because like they hadn't been, you know, dating very long and
trying to win the love of the kids.
Yep. So it was cool.
You should marry him, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. Number, what are we on? That was 4-3. So this, I have nothing written down, so I'm kind of just spitballing. Number three for me would have to be the Fright Zone from the Masters of the Universe collection. It was this, you know, there was Castle Grayskull, there was the Snake Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Those were like the good guys and bad guys. And then there was this other bad guy, Hordak, that came in later that he didn't really have. They made him this castle thing with this rubber puppet that would come out and you could grab people with. It was,
oh, I remember that.
It was really silly, but I wanted that thing so bad. And actually, now that I think about it, my number two is going to be a He-Man thing too.
Huh.
And yeah,
Would you say He-Man is your, was your favorite?
Definitely.
Overall? Yeah. Yeah, I thought so.
I mean, I've got my shelf up in my office upstairs is all Masters of the Universe stuff, and I've got a shelf down here that is, and I don't know. It was my, I maybe it just hit me at that age because there was a cartoon, there was a toys, mm-hmm. all that, and holds a strong place.
Yeah.
I know I got, I don't know if you're, are you like that with any, I mean.
I think Voltron was my number one overall, right. And then probably Transformers was a close second.
And the thing is, I had a lot of Transformers too, and I like them a lot too, but for some reason, it didn't carry the weight to me. I don't know why.
Well, this isn't a story or an item that I didn't get, but this is kind of an interesting story. Whenever I was right around that, I must have been 8 or so, and I remember wanting Optimus Prime, you know, the original Optimus Prime metal truck and had the long trailer that, you know, transformed into whatever it was. And I wanted one of those so bad. I remember going to bed every night just like almost like dreaming about it before I even fell asleep. And I remember telling my parents like so much. This is when my parents were together. I remember we were moving to a new house and we had to stay with my grandparents for a short period of time because there was like a, you know, like our old house sold and we're trying to like get into the new house. And it was right at Christmas. So I was like really concerned that like Santa wasn't going to be able to come to my grandma's house. And so I was telling my parents about this like every day and talking about how amazing Optimus Prime was. And they
ended up, Red Ryder BB gun.
Yeah, it was. It was very much like that. I talked about like what it did and everything. I remember having those conversations. And I ended up getting two because my parents actually bought me one, and then I don't remember where they were, but it must have been like the hot toy of the time.
Yeah.
And they entered a contest somewhere and they ended up winning one. And I don't know why they didn't get rid of the other one, but they ended up giving me both of them. And I had two for the longest time whenever I was a kid.
So you got it though.
I know. Sorry. I can't recall too many items that I didn't get.
I had such a good
Hey, my parents got divorced after that, so
Well, there you go. But then you got your Nintendo.
Yeah, I know. I do feel like my mom was always really big on Christmas and tried to do like the best that she could. So if like we didn't get hardly anything throughout the year.
Right.
And Christmas was a much bigger. But then she was really big on Santa Claus too. So I remember whenever I got a little bit older, the amount of stuff that I got kind of dwindled because she knew, and I remember her saying something like that, like, "Oh, well, when you stop believing, he doesn't show up," or something
like
that.
I believed him.
I know. And I don't even remember how she knew that I didn't believe or if I did something that was, but yeah, she kind of held me accountable for that. And got a little bit less stuff. I think it was because I was snooping around. I was really, really bad about going into the closets.
Everyone would snoop. I remember snooping.
Oh, yeah. I was, and I remember finding stuff and being like all like pumped up. And I remember finding GoBots and Transformers and stuff whenever I was a kid and just like wanting so badly to open them and, you know, look at them. But
same. I remember finding. Do you remember Constructs? I used to love those. It was like, I guess it wasn't exactly Lego, but they're like construction pieces that fit together. But I love that line. I don't know. I can't remember if it was a Fisher Price brand or what, but I saw some of those in my parents' closet. And then later on, when I got older, I remember seeing like a CD player in their closet. Oh, wow. I'm like, oh my gosh. You know.
I remember one year I went and looked in the spot. I think it was always in my mom's closet.
They weren't good at hiding.
No. Yeah. And I remember seeing it in there. And then a few days later, I went back to look and it was gone.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if she knew that I had been looking or if she like just moved them because she was getting ready to wrap them or whatever. But
You left footprints.
I probably did. I remember even being like, whatever it was, 8 or 9 or whatever, which isn't, I guess, that young. But I remember trying to be very careful about if the if the door is like 2 inches open or, yeah, you know.
Like they would even know,
yeah,
that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, sorry, what else do you have?
Well, I was going to... So apparently my number two, thinking about it, would be the slime pit. That was another one that my mom would have never got me, or Santa.
And that was a He-Man thing?
That was a He-Man thing where you'd put like a... It was like this skull. You poured this slime in and it would... You'd tip it over and it'd spew on top of one of your action figures.
Hmm.
Oh, and it would, yeah, make them into a zombie or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that...
That sounds messy.
It probably, yeah. And I'm the same way. I don't like...
Yeah.
Like, don't play with that.
Yeah.
Look, Dad, I got slime. Oh, great.
And you Play-Doh is the worst.
Yeah. That I don't mind much. But the worst is that kinetic sand.
I was just going to mention that, yeah.
Oh, they can play with it, but they're playing outside on the deck or something where I'm like, that's not in the house. That gets everywhere.
Yep.
So
I can't think of any others that I didn't get.
Yeah. My biggest, I'll just go ahead.
Yeah.
My biggest, number one for me is a Nintendo. I never got that. Had to pay for it myself. And it's a funny story because the 8-bit Christmas, mm-hmm, that with Neil Patrick Harris, I really relate to that movie. Like everything about that movie feels like that's my childhood. Wanting to get that Nintendo, like, and spoiler alert, he doesn't get it at the end.
Yeah,
and
that's, watch that again.
Yeah, that's what's good about it. You're like, oh, he's gonna get it, and he doesn't. Yeah. And then he says, oh, I didn't get it then. I got it later on. I ended up buying it after working really hard, or I don't know what he did.
But yeah. And you still have your that's
your, mine,
still the one you bought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In 1988 or 89, whenever I got that.
That's
one.
Amazing.
Yeah. Hmm. It's got modifications, but you know.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah. Christmas.
Oh, I guess since we just have a couple minutes left here until I have to hit stop again. So speaking of Christmas, I guess as far as TV and movies go, I have been watching, we started this last year, I think, Lori and I did, where we were just trying to find a random rom-com Christmas movie. And some of them are pretty decent, you know, like the ones that are, I guess, on Netflix. But here lately, we'll scan through and they all look like the, you know, Hallmark movies, basically, on Netflix.
Yeah.
But they're not Hallmark, but they're just getting, the quality of them has really, I feel like, because we're looking, okay, this is released in 2025. Because we watched several of them that were in like the top list from like years past. But now we've watched a couple this season and they're just terrible. Like,
yeah,
it's almost like the quality, like you're like, who greenlights this stuff, you know? Like and it doesn't even feel like there's true like written scripts. Like they're almost ad-libbing their conversations and you're like, that's so bad.
Do you see like boom mics hanging down and stuff and scenes?
The interesting thing is I always feel like with some of these that the quality, like the visual quality is good and the editing is fine, but the dialogue, the script, and the storyline is like they don't put any effort into that whatsoever. It's just like attractive man, attractive woman, and they're...
She can't find anyone. She comes from New York to her whole hometown,
yeah,
and meets a guy who owns a Christmas tree farm.
Oh, my gosh. The one we just watched, I have no idea what the name of it was, but it was... The guy was like a famous actor, and he was... had come back to his hometown and
it always is that
the girl was not, or she owned a bakery, and of course she's like, you know, very attractive, and you're like, I'm like, how is a someone who owns a bakery, and like you see her eating the cookies and the desserts and all this stuff, and she's like, you know, perfectly fit, and then this guy, everybody's like, "Ooh, have you seen it's so and so, you know?" And she's like, "Who's that?" And you know, she has no idea who he is because she's so busy with the business that she doesn't have time to watch movies. And she's, you know, then they run into each other and it turns into like, you know, the whole back and forth game kind of thing where it's like, he's not interested in her. She's not interested in him. Then they are, then they're not. And then, I mean, spoiler, they end up falling in love by the end of the movie.
Man, it ruined.
I don't know. They're fun to watch, but sometimes, man, some of them are real stinkers.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
not your
not
genre.
Me. No, not me.
Molly wouldn't watch.
My
those.
Mother-in-law probably. She watches Hallmark nonstop. Yeah, but maybe you could hang out with Sally and
yeah, maybe Lori kind of likes them. She thinks that they're funny, and you know they're just something.
I guess if you get into the if you watch it for that reason, you know, yeah. Like you're watching, you're like, I'm gonna watch a cheesy movie.
Yep.
There's nothing special, so let's just get into it. You know,
mm-hmm.
If you watch it with that, you're not going to watch some
no.
You know, Oscar-winning movie or even a you know an action movie or anything no. Like that. It's just
yeah.
It is what it is. Did you feel the same way when you finished A Chair Company? That like you were kind of like, what? Why? It didn't really.
I was kind of let down a little bit.
Yeah, I was think. Really let down. It didn't. It was. It ended kind of silly, which I mean, it is a silly show, but it didn't like. I was hoping for some resolution to things.
Yeah.
You don't know anything what happened with Mike. You don't know. Like, there's so many other things that were unanswered.
Mm-hmm.
However, there is a season two.
So that's official?
Yeah. But when they made the show, there's no way they would have known that there was going to be a season two. Mm-hmm. You would think they would have had some sort of resolution in mind mm-hmm. when making it.
Yeah, it was weird. I felt like the last two episodes were kind of
right.
Not the best.
I really like that one. With the guy with his arm in the soup, and
yeah,
that was probably
it's top.
That was the best episode, and like once that after that the next I think there was only two after that,
yeah.
And I was like, it just didn't hit as hard. And
I agree, yeah, I was disappointed by it. And Lori was, we were both kind of like, huh, that's it,
yeah,
because it just ended kind
yeah,
of like abruptly,
ended.
And
yeah.
I was like, yeah, Greg said he was kind of disappointed with the ending of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so last week I did pull out the little segment here that we talked about and put it up on our How to Fix a Workshop channel. I don't know if you noticed that. I released it on Wednesday. And I had fun editing it because I think it was, you know, like came out to be like 13 minutes of us just talking about projects. And I put, you know, a bunch of like overlay of visuals of the projects that I've been working on and just different things that we've released. And so I did go back and pull out those couple of episodes that we'd done over the years. It was like 2017 and then 2022 where we're like, here's our goals for the upcoming year. And I put those like the thumbnails over the video, but it's only gotten like 20 views. And I think the audience retention is like 1 minute or something like that. So I think people are just like checking out of it, but I don't know. We'll see. Well, I want to kind of keep experimenting with it and see where it goes.
Yeah.
And then, so right now, that's where a lot of my time has been, is just, I feel like working on the projects that I talked about. So I'm giving our home gym, which is just a spare bedroom in our basement, a facelift. And I put in some new can lights, which that video is going to release tomorrow. And this is going to come out after that, so it's no spoiler or anything. But I kind of had some fun with the thumbnail, and I'm interested to see if it gets any attention, because it, did you know that those old fashioned lights that hang from the ceiling are referred to as boob lights? Like,
well, that's what I've always called them as a joke. I didn't
yeah.
know they really were called.
I mean,
boob
no,
lights.
No, no. There's no like, not, they're not, called that. Like people call them that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what I have throughout like my entire lower level.
Mm.
It's just those cheap, I don't know what you call
boob
them.
Boob lights.
Yeah, boob lights. And in that room we had two boobs. And I got these recessed LED lights from a company called Lumeri. a couple, I don't know, a while back. And they actually were a group that, or a company that sent them to us. I don't know if you remember that or not. And I was like, sure, I'll check them out. And I never used them until now. But anyway, I put the thumbnail, and you'd have to go to the scheduled tab, I think, to see it.
Oh, I'm not logged into that, though. But
I put from boobs to cans.
Oh.
And I got a picture of it. So I don't know. It could get, like, I don't think people would be offended by it, but no, it is what it is. And that one's coming out, and then there's a couple videos that I have coming out where I moved my TV. I had it on one wall, and I moved it over to a different wall. I don't know if that one, you know, there's probably a million videos out there of people showing how to hang a wall on a TV.
Yeah.
We'll see if they turn out to do anything. But this current week, I've been working on a cabinet that I'm building. It's just like a custom piece of furniture that has two drawers in it. So it's got all the, like, the mats that we use for exercising,
yeah,
in one drawer, and then the other drawer is going to have just, like, you know, the bands and loops and all that kind of stuff that Lori has for her programs.
Now, so, are you organized enough to put them away when you're done,
yeah,
working out?
Yeah, see, of course.
That's problem with, I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's what I've been working on, and then I'm turning all those into little videos, and we'll see if they have any success or not.
Yeah, I have not been working on anything. I need to. I've got a couple there that I explained last week that I actually have shot. I just need to do a lot of voiceover and put it all together.
Edit.
Yeah. There's a lot like that that, remember, I think I told you a while ago, you know those horse racing games?
Yep.
Jeff and I made one of those probably 10 years ago.
Yeah. More maybe, than that, probably.
Maybe, yeah, probably more like 13, 15 years ago. And we shot video of it, and it was going to be for this, for How to Fix It. And I never, like, we finished it. We it shows us doing the, you know, drilling the holes and all that. And I even think I have me making, so it was a Christmas themed one. It wasn't the normal horses. Instead of horses, I had like a snowflake or a reindeer or a Santa Claus or, mm-hmm, snowman. And maybe I should pull that out, put that up soon, since it is this time of year.
Yeah. Maybe. You never know what's going to take off. I was looking at some of our videos here recently, and your video that I think you released it this year on your dishwasher not heating.
Right.
That one didn't do hardly anything, but here in the last, like, couple months, it has taken off, and it has like a couple thousand views. It's just in the last, you know, couple of months. And there was another one. The other one that I think it must be like some sort of a seasonal thing that gets attention is the one that you made where you had the battery, you converted a battery item into a plug-in item.
Yeah, people love to tell me what I'm doing wrong and how I'm going to burn down an entire house. You're not going to burn down a house with two AA batteries. I'm sorry, that's not going to happen.
Yeah,
people think that's going to happen. They're like, oh, you're using wood. Well, it's not supposed to be a conductor.
I haven't seen any negative comments on that one in quite some time, but yeah, they used to roll in.
It usually would be lots of negativity, and
I feel like the...
You could see that I'm very...
Yeah, he's still scorned.
Yeah,
he's afraid to release some new videos. I think that
Wreck-It Ralph, the never read the comments. That's, yeah, a big thing from that movie.
I think there was an era on YouTube where people were extremely critical over anything electric, because I know even I was very apprehensive to put it, like, to do anything that involved electricity that I was going to put out there. And I mean, our whole channel and brand is How to Fix a Workshop. I mean, there's a lot of, like, how-to related things that I have done over the years that are electric related. And there's a couple that I've done that I was, like, very, I don't know, cautious about, where it was adding, like, an extra light to a basement.
Right.
And it's really simple. And, you know, I tried to be like, hey, you know, very cautious. If you don't feel comfortable doing this, don't do it. You know, I added like all these disclaimers. And that video's done really well. I was looking at it the other day. It has like 20-something thousand views. And it has a fair amount of comments and things. But I think there was a time when, and now it's kind of like enough stuff is out there that the electricians that think, or the people that think that they're electricians or whatever, aren't going to be out there commenting on every new video like they were probably like 5 to 10 years ago.
Yeah, that could be. And I maybe on those videos, remember at the beginning of, remember Jackass? These stunts are done by professionals, and you need something like that in front of the disclaimer right in front of it.
Yep. But then, let's see. So I had a couple ideas here real quick that I was curious to get your thoughts on. So one was, we're getting really close to Christmas here, and I think we've talked about this over the years as an idea, is just putting a list of like gift ideas together. So I'm kind of thinking about this from the viewpoint of my kids. So they're in their, you know, 20s now, and they don't have a lot of discretionary income. But if they're wanting to get a gift for dad, you know, you have the whole like the guy who has everything or the guy who wants nothing kind of thing.
That's something we should have. We could have shot that video like today if we would have thought. Like,
yeah. So there's like a just a couple off the top of my head that like a that I use all the time. A good tape measure.
Yeah,
I feel
definitely.
Like you could have one in your truck, one in your house, one in.
Now is the time too. Well, you know, Black Friday type, this type.
Yeah,
you can get awesome deals on things like that, and you don't skimp. Get a good one that you know is going to spring back, and you know things like that.
But like $25 or something like that, you can get a real. You probably get a 2-pack for $25.
Yeah, probably a 2-pack. Yeah. Definitely a Husky brand or something like that, but you could probably even find Milwaukee or DeWalt for this time of year for that cheap. And they always have the big feed where you can go out.
Yeah, like 20 feet or something.
I don't know about 20 feet. I think 11 to 12 feet are kind of the limit, but I think I have a DeWalt one that goes out that far.
Yeah. So there's a handful of things I was thinking about that even if I have 5 tape measures, you know, the whole joke, you know, you can never, you always lose them when you're looking, you know, you can't find them when you're looking for them.
You set it down, don't worry. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I was thinking about still maybe just trying to like throw something like that together this weekend and just see if it got any attention because there's got to be, and I'm thinking about like almost, you see some of these Christmas gift ideas come out like in November and you're like, I mean, I get the intent, but depending on how the YouTube algorithm works and the search history and all that, like there's a lot of people probably still shopping up to the last minute. So
I guess, yeah,
they may find a video that's released closer to Christmas. They may find that one. And if it's geared towards maybe on the cheaper side for, you know, kids to buy for their parents,
it could just be a gift at any time too. You know, dad's birthday, Father's Day.
That's true.
Well, it doesn't even have to be a man. It could be any, you know, anyone.
Yeah.
Any new homeowner, even people in an apartment, may need some of these things. But one, like a good knife, like a fastback type knife, or one. I think those are perfect. Especially, I mean that's perfect for anyone. Just to have in a drawer, or even if they carry it on them, because if you're like me, you get a lot of packages.
Yep.
And then also when you're breaking down the boxes after you're done. I can't have too many of those, you know?
Yeah. I use the Leatherman that you got me for being your wedding. It's always in the drawer in the kitchen where, you know, breaking down boxes, or it has like the screwdriver features, the plier features.
Right.
I mean, like all that stuff that can go to the kitchen drawer instead of going out to the garage.
Yeah. Open the battery. There's always, especially kids having, well, and Christmas decorations and stuff that have, nothing has just, you open it. You got to unscrew it to get to the batteries.
Right. So, if you have any other ideas on that one, shoot them my way. I think I'm going to try to put something together this weekend and just see how it turns out with like 5 items that are all under, I don't know, $25 or whatever it comes out to be.
You ought to film it in Home Depot or something.
Really? Yeah, maybe.
You just I don't know. You'd have to have someone film it for you. Yeah. Go, hey, here's one thing right here. Look at all these knives or look at all these screwdrivers here. Like,
I'll just take my tripod and set it up in the aisle.
Just hold it towards you. I don't know. I think it'd be cool. I don't know. You know, some places may be a little weird about filming, but
I don't know. There's a lot of people out there that seem like they film in stores now.
There's a guy who films in Costco and stuff like that all the time, and he just sits there. I guess his wife films him while he's talking about, yeah, they have these chips on sale or whatever, and and people just pass him, you know, while he's talking. I'm like, if I saw someone like that, I guess I'd be like, what is this damn guy getting? He's in the way.
Out of my way.
Yeah.
It's not Bobby, is it? Is his name Bobby?
Bobby, yeah. Bobby Approved. Yeah.
Yeah, Bobby Approved. Yeah, we watch him all the time for like Aldi stuff.
Yeah, he does Aldi and Costco and he does them all.
Yeah.
He's just so confident about it.
And people come up to him and they're like, oh, hey, we watch you all the time. Yeah. And he's like getting selfies with him and stuff.
I don't know. He's like some of the stuff. He goes, now this, like this. No, don't this wouldn't get. Let me get you a healthy alternative,
right?
Kale chips or something like that. Like,
that's exactly what it is.
I'm
like,
no, I'm not doing that. I'm going to eat the Oreos. You know.
Yeah. The other idea that I had was just, and I think we've talked about this one too, is just a quick and simple setup for woodworking, because I feel like there's a lot of I've watched dozens of these things where they're like beginner woodworking or the tools that I would buy if I'm a beginner woodworking, and I won't go into it here because I don't want somebody to steal this idea before I get it, but I think there's something that is very critical that people are missing before they even start looking at getting tools and what the tools do and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know. I'm thinking about putting together a video like that from my own perspective on what you should potentially focus on first before you even start getting your own tools.
Right.
And I think I'm going to put something like that together and see how it does.
Cool. Sounds good. All right, well, this has been a show, and we will see you next time. See ya.